This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of August. And we have a great show for you this week. My first guest is a buddy of mine for many years, the McMahon. Mickey Gilley is going to be joining us. Beautiful actress Donna Mills will be here. We're going to talk about a somewhat controversial subject, online schooling, with Amar Kumar and Amanda Ebel. Next hour from Ripley's Believe It or Not, Ed Meyer. And we're going to chat about some UFOs with Gary Bates. Kim Fields is going to be here. She's an actress, a director, a singer. She was on Facts of Life. The 25th anniversary of the premiere of Living Single is going to be shown on Hulu. And then we're going to be talking about toys that not only are fun to play with, but teach, with Liz Warner. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with my first guest, the urban cowboy man himself, Mickey Gilley.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If I sent a rose to you, love every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And that is the voice of a friend of our show for many, many years. It's always nice having him on the program. And in fact, he used to come down often to Orlando and we'd do shows at the Universal Studios in front of a live studio audience. But he's here right now with a lot of news. The man that keeps going and going and going, the urban cowboy himself, Mr. Mickey Gilley. Hey, Mickey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, I'm doing fine. I'm having a great time with the urban cowboy music. At 82, I'm still performing.
I can't believe it. And I know the last time we talked, and I couldn't believe this, it was right after you got back on your feet after moving that couch and hurting yourself so badly. And then last year, I was shocked to hear that you were in an automobile accident, but now you're back on tour with Johnny Lee and things are good. But be safe, Mickey, whatever you do.
Hey, you know what? I should have been gone a long time ago. I lost my friend of mine that I worked with for 17 years at in Branson, Joey Riley. He died of colon cancer at 43.
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm 82, and I've endured heart surgery, brain surgery, back surgery. My appendix exploded, two airplane crashes, and then a car rolled over three times, and I'm still here. I guess the good Lord is looking out over me. I don't know.
Well, apparently he likes what you're doing because he's keeping you here to entertain all of us. I saw a picture of the car that rolled over and you actually sitting on the side of the road. And then you went into a campaign, I think, with the state police with regards to wearing your safety belt and the importance of it. Was that not the case?
Absolutely. The safety belt actually saved my life. When the car rolled over and it landed on this on the roof, and I'm hanging on the safety belt, my son released the safety belt and I fell to the roof of the car. And then had some people that stopped and they pulled me out of the car. And I was reading the window while I was sitting on that side of the road there.
Yeah.
It was a miracle that I made it through that. But it was a miracle, too, that my son jerked the wheel left when that guy pulled out in front of us, because we hit him on the left side of the car. If we'd have went straight into him, I'd probably been gone, and my son, and also the guy that we ran into, was probably been gone too. Because it was a 2016 Cadillac.
Huh.
And we'd have hit him right broadside. I thought he was going to stop, but if my son hadn't jerked the wheel to the left, we would have hit him right in the side of his door.
I couldn't believe
it. We all made it out alive, and that was a blessing.
When I heard the news, I told everybody here at the network, I just can't believe this is happening to Mickey. Poor guy, in a matter of a few years, had so many things happen to him. But I'm glad you're feeling good right now, and I understand that Saturday night at the Deerfield Inn and Casino in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, you will be bestowed with the honor of the Calgary White Hat, which is an extremely honorary type of presentation, is it not?
That was so awesome, you know, and I refer to it as like receiving the Stone Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
That was incredible that they honored me with that, because they don't honor everybody with it, you know. I think Oprah Winfrey has got in, and I think the guy with the Rolling Stones,
Mick Jagger.
I think he got it.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. And I don't know how, and some presidents got it, but that was just awesome.
I understand the Dalai Lama even got it. That's pretty good company. A couple of presidents, Oprah Winfrey, the Dalai Lama. Holy
yeah.
Man. Any apostles or anything like that got involved?
That was really quite an honor. I don't mind telling you. I mean, I've had a lot of things happen to me in my career. You know, I got to play for two presidents. I played President Ronald Reagan, President George Bush Sr. I got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I got to do a lot of different things. I got to do a USO tour, which was very rewarding for yours truly, and all these things, you know, all the accolades, that awesome.
Yeah.
You know, to come out of a little small town in Louisiana and have two famous cousins that I tried to follow in the music business, and finally, in 1974, broke through with Room Full of Roses. It's just been an incredible ride.
It really has. But you often said to me, it's amazing, not only with all the mishaps that you've had in your life, that you are able to, you know, live with the two famous cousins who certainly are very visible and have the reputation of their own, Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart, for those people who may not know that. Mickey, I go down the list of things that you've done. I'm just going to touch the tip of the iceberg, my friends, okay? This is unbelievable. 39 top country hits, 17 reaching the number one spot. ACM Entertainer of the Year, Top Male Vocalist, Song of the Year, Single of the Year, Album of the Year, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Appeared in, of course, Urban Cowboy alongside of John Travolta. Has been in television, Murder, She Wrote, Fall Guy, Fantasy Island, Dukes of Hazzard, Open, of course, Gillies. And the list goes on and on and on. Now you have Gillies in Pasadena, Texas, and you also have your Shanghai Theater in Branson, Missouri. This from a man who one time worked in a shop or
I did
something.
Construction work.
Construction work, yeah.
And Houston, making $1.25 an hour.
Yeah.
When my cousin Jerry Lee came into town with a whole lot of shaking, and that's when I threw my hat in the ring and made my first recording. And out of all things, the first recording I made was a couple of songs I wrote back when I was just a kid, you know, 1957. And one song was called Ooh Wee Baby, and one song was called Tell Me Why. And 50-plus years later, the Yoplait Yogurt Company used the song Ooh Wee Baby in a commercial.
Yeah.
And paid me $52,000 for that particular song.
Really?
I spent $200 to record back in 1957.
Holy man.
I'll give you a little musical trivia right here, too.
Okay.
The guy playing drums on that recording session was Johnny Bush.
Was it really?
So I thought you might get a kick out of that, yeah.
Yeah.
He played drums on that particular recording session in 1957.
Isn't that amazing?
And in 1959, now, I had my first chart record in Houston, and the guy playing bass guitar in the recording session was Kenny Rogers.
Wow. Wow.
So,
unbelievable.
So I've been around a long time. I mean, I was there when Mickey Newberry wrote What Condition My Condition Was In. And I asked him, I said, what are you smoking or drinking when you wrote this song?
You know, I never knew that. I knew Mickey Newberry did the arrangement of American Trilogy, I think.
Yes.
But I didn't know he did that song for the first edition. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Well, Kenny recorded it. And when he played it for me, I swear, at the same little recording studio where I was cutting Room Full of Roses. But he came in one morning, and he had this 12-string guitar, and he said, what do you think about this song? And he did that song, What Condition My Condition Was In. And I'm thinking, where in the world did he come up with this, you know? And lo and behold, next thing I knew, Kenny Rogers had it, and it was a big record for Kenny.
Oh, yeah, huge, with the huge record.
Yeah.
You know, they always say that people have to reinvent themselves in this business. The thing I admire so much about you, Mickey, is the fact that so many people want to get in show business, and all they want to be is part of the show, and they don't know that 90% of it is the business, of which you know, okay? And a lot of the reasons, I think, is the fact that you have... hadn't really had to reinvent yourself because you stay close to the game. You know where your target market is. You know where the people who love what you do. And that's who you stay with. And I think that is a remarkable thing to do in this business. It's tough artistically, but
well,
you do it.
I tell you, what I've tried to do, I've tried to create a group together. Like, I got a seven-piece band, two girl singers, and I think I pay them quite well to travel with me, and I try to represent the music industry as close as I can to the recordings they've heard on the air. Because I think that's very important, you know. If they want to hear a Room Full of Roses, I want to do it as close as I can. Even though my hands are not working, I found a keyboard player that could play Mickey Gilley style, and not only does he play Mickey Gilley style, but he plays Ronnie Millsap and Neil Sedaka, and he plays, I mean, he's just a fabulous keyboard player. And so he's on the road with me, and I try to make the music sound as close as I can to the recordings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's really all about. At the present time, me and Johnny Lee are doing some urban cowboy music, and we're starting to travel around the country presenting you know, the soundtrack and the film The Urban Cowboy. And we've been having a blast doing this, too. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, you said something about doing the song the way the people remember it, and that's so important. So many times, I think, an artist, they get tired of doing the song themselves, so they do it in an arrangement that makes them feel good, but the audience says, hey, that didn't sound like the song, and you don't do it that way, and that's a great asset to your show.
You know what? I try to do the song as close as I can to the recording. And I do a little spoof on my cousin Jerry Lee every now and then. I do a little kickoff on Great Balls of Fire, and then I'll say, you know, shame on you. I said, that's a rock and roll tune. I said, but this is a country music show. And I said, y'all have any idea what's on the flip side of Great Balls of Fire? And, you know, every now and then somebody will say, you win again. And I said, you got it. And I'm going to do it as close as I can to his record. And the keyboard player kicks it off just like Jerry Lee on the piano. And we play the whole thing exactly like we, as close as we can to his recording, because I think it's a classic the way he did that song.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Mick, can you stay around with us for a little bit more?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, my longtime friend, Mickey Gilley, we're going to talk about the tour that he's on right now with Johnny Lee. If you get a chance to see Mickey in concert, do it. He's a tremendous act. And Mickey Gilley and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
And if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you'll be blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go!
All the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angels.
I love that song, no doubt about it. That, of course, I just really do, Mickey. I have to tell you something, okay? For the past 5 or 6 years, I've been touring with memories of songs with a 15-piece orchestra and some backup singers. And I do that song in the show, and I dedicate it to you. And I have to tell you, that song goes over so well. People love it. I love doing that song.
Well, you know what? It's because it's such a true story.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I tell the story in the show, you know, because I was traveling at the time with Conway Twitty. I tell the story in the show. I said, I took the song out with me by the writer, and it was, he's strumming the guitar and singing the song. And so I played for my friend Conway Twitty, because at the time, Conway had more number one songs than he had on the planet. And I wanted to get his, you know, his opinion on what he thought about the song. I said, listen to these lyrics. And he looked at me when the song got through, and he says, no, I don't think you need to do this one. And I said, why? He said, don't you know the ladies buy the most records? Okay. He said, well, think about it. You're putting them down, talking about them getting better looking at closing time. I said, but let me tell you something, Conway. My drinking buddies will love this song because it's a true story.
Yeah, it is. It is a true
so,
story.
So I recorded it, and then the ladies started coming to me, and then it dawned on me that the guys started looking better than me closing time. So it works both ways.
I mean, the song just cooks. And your piano part in it. You know, you mentioned before you found a piano player that can play like you do. How did you ever do that? Because there's nobody that can tinkle those ivories like you, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you, after I had the accident, I went on a search to try to find somebody that could play that style keyboard. Just so happens I went down and I played a show with my friend Mo Bandy.
Oh yeah.
And this guy was on the stage playing piano. And I was listening to him and I said, gee, my knee, he's a great keyboard player. So I walked over to him and I said, you know, if you're ever looking for another gig, let me know, you know. Sure enough, I get a call from him and he says, you're interested in me coming to work with you? And I said, absolutely. I mean, he is just one unbelievable keyboard player. He plays the piano as good, if not better, than what I played.
Wow, that's going up there on the scale. Tell us about this tour with the Urban Cowboy Reunion Tour. That's you and Johnny Lee. By the way, how is Johnny feeling these days? He okay?
I think Johnny's doing pretty good. He's good. In his 70s now. Of course, I'm 82.
Wow.
We came up with the idea when we played Branson. We filled in for Mel Tillis. Of course, Mel passed away.
Yes.
I'm missing a dear friend.
Yeah.
And a great country artist, Mel Tillis. He got ill, and Mr. Clay Cooper called and said, would you like to fill in for Mel Tillis? And so I'm thinking I'm doing Mel a favor, you know, until he gets well. All of a sudden, Johnny Lee called me and said, you going to do that show at Branson? I want to do it with you. And I said, this is perfect. And the people really got off to it. And so we said, we need to carry this and do it in more different places. So that's what we've been doing. And we've been having a lot of success. We played Kendra, Louisiana, the Cachado Casino, several weeks back. And they got this great big building there. It seats anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000 people. And I walked out and I saw this and I said, my God, who do they think they book here? George Strait or Garth Brooks or what? We don't have a prayer to fill this place up. We sold out.
Did you?
It was
really?
On account of the urban cowboy music.
Yeah.
Oh. These people out there dancing at 25 and 30 years old, and they weren't even born when we did that film.
Yeah.
It's been 38 years.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, you know, but it's a legend. It's a cult type of film, you know. I mean, if you don't see Urban Cowboys, it's like not seeing a movie by the Marx Brothers, you know. You're really out of it if you've never seen it, you know.
It's got some great music in it. Oh. Hello, Texas, you know, Stand By Me, Looking for Love. Could I Have This Dance? Don't It Make You Want to Dance? It's got all these tunes in it, you know.
Yeah.
The Orange Blossom Special. It's got some great music in it.
Yeah.
And it's such a variety, you know. And one of my favorite songs, you know, the Boss Gags, Love What You Did to Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just got some great music in it.
The tour, it's going on right now, but you're going to play some dates in Branson, too, from what I understand, over there at the Shanghai Theater.
I sold my theater to a group from China, and they want to keep my name on it, so I'm going to call it the Mickey Gilly Shanghai Theater. Fine with me, you know, do whatever you want to. I'm going in the spring and the fall, and Johnny Lee and I are going to be working together, and we'll do the urban cowboy music at the end of the show. And it keeps the band, you know, so they don't lose their touch of what we're doing, you know.
Sure.
The more you do something, the better you get at it.
That's right, exactly right. Well, in the days when you were playing Branson a lot, and it was the case with all the guys there at the time, Andy Williams, Bobby Vinton, Tony Orlando, everybody was telling me they loved the fact that you didn't have to get on a bus and go to the next town. You had the lights, the sound, everything down pat, and when the guys went up on stage, including yourself, you were rested, put on a great show. It's a lot different than traveling 150 cities a year.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct, and I got to play golf every day.
Yeah.
I got to do the shows at night. I got to fly my airplane, and I was having a wonderful time in my life. But, you know, like everything, it all changes in time. I'm looking forward to going back in there the spring and the fall and having a great time with the audience. It's not about the money. It's about the music.
That's right.
That's what I tell everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're doing something you like, the money will come, they say. And I'm going to either see you in the fall or next spring because I'm going to be going up there doing my show, too. But do you miss not flying, Mickey? I know that was a great love of your life.
Well, I tell you what I did. Since I lost my medical, I put my son through flying school. And he has now got his license, and I can fly the airplane with him because he's legally to fly because he's got a medical and everything.
Right.
But he's a VFR pilot. Of course, you know,
wow.
I've got an instrument rating and I've got a commercial rating, multi-engine rating. But I've got the knowledge. I bought a 182, which is a single-engine airplane. I'm back flying again. I made my first flight a few days ago from Philadelphia, Mississippi to LaPorte. I had to shoot an approach into LaPorte. And after 9 years of not flying, I did pretty good.
Well, you landed. That's about the best that you can get, right?
Hey, any landing you walk away from is a good landing. Is what they tell me.
That's right.
I told the guy that I flew with for many, many years, I said, you know what? You taught me everything I wanted to know about aviation except how to crash. I learned that on my own.
All you got to do is say, I landed, and hey, you're a success as far as everybody's concerned, right?
Man, I said, you know, if you ever have a problem with your landing gear, and call me.
I'm
experienced.
Well, you're a great flyer, great entertainer, but you got to do me a favor, my friend, okay? Never retire.
If somebody asked me the other day, you know, why don't I retire? And I said, you know what? When I fall dead on stage, you can say you died happy.
Right, that's exactly right. I once asked that question to Steve Allen, and he said, retire to what? You know, what's there to retire to when you do what you love? If you're working back on construction, you might want to retire, but not doing what you're doing because everybody loves you for doing it, and you love doing it, so that's a perfect combination.
I love to have the camaraderie we have with the audience. I love to go out and do the meet and greet. I don't call it an autograph session. I tell everybody, look, there's going to be a meet and greet now. It's going to take some time. If you want to take a picture, if you want to say hi, you know, if you want to talk to me, I'm available, and that's what it's all really about. And when they come through, you know, and they tell us, you know, they really enjoy the show and things like that, it makes me feel great.
Right, right. No, there's no doubt. Well, Mickey, you're one of the best in the business, not only on stage but off stage, too. I'm glad that we're talking. I'm glad that you're doing well. And go to gillies.com to find out everything, dates and everything about Mickey Gilly, GILLEYS.com, gillies.com to find out about the tour, when he's going to be in Branson. Everything, as Ed McMahon used to say, that you want to know about Mickey Gilly is on gillies.com. Mickey, thank you, my friend.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you in Branson.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, I'm going to be doing that. Thanks, Mickey.
You got my phone number. Call me anytime.
You can't get away. I'll find you. Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Mickey. Mickey Gilly's been our guest. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever find in this business and a friend of ours for many, many years. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. All tropical storm watches have been discontinued as what was once Hurricane Lane turns away from Hawaii. Lane is moving at a slow pace, about 3 miles per hour, allowing for lots of rain to flood the state. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell says there will be some Monday morning quarterbacking going on in the aftermath of the storm.
We're lucky, and there will be folks tomorrow we'll be talking about whether we should have done this and why do we have to go through all of this exercise. But we didn't know. Mother Nature is unpredictable.
He says they prepared for the worst, and just 3 days ago, Lane was a Category 5 hurricane, and they were hoping for the best. As he said, Hawaii dodged a bullet. So far, the storm has dumped about 40 inches of rain on the islands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
and around the world, you're listening to Ron Zedgy today. I was just telling my guest, who's terrific. She's beautiful. She's talented. And I was just saying to her that in almost 30 years that we've been doing this show, 19,000 guests, I think this is her first time on the show. In fact, I know it is because I would certainly remember if Donna Mills joined us. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad I get to finally talk to you.
I know that. And you know what? I don't know what made us wait 30 years, but boy, I tell you, let's not do another 30, okay?
Okay,
yeah. Great. Boy, what a career you have had and continue to have. I mean, your memorable role as Abby Cunningham on Knots Landing. But you've done so many things, worked with so many greats, Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland, Martin Sheen. The list goes on and on and on. So many things. But now you are returning, I'm sure, to what all actors like to return to, and that's the live stage in Burbank, yep, at the Colony Theater. Tell us about this. Driving Miss Daisy. Wow.
Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah, they called me and they said, you wouldn't want to do Driving Miss Daisy, would you? And I went, well, yeah, I think so. Let me think about it. And I kind of, you know, went out to see the theater. It's a beautiful theater.
Yes, it is.
It's just the right size for a theater. You know, it's not too big. It's not too small. It's stadium seating and a thrust stage. So everybody, there's no bad seats in the house. And it's just, and I said, well, you know what? I haven't done a play for a long time. This is a challenging role. You know, let me try it. Let me do it. What the heck? And it's been really an adventure and hard.
Sure.
But it's really fun.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about doing theater, and you know this better than any because of your acting experiences, is that you have an immediate response from the audience. You don't have to wait 6-8 weeks to see if the thing went over.
Right, exactly. You know, and we have our first dress rehearsal in, you know, and there'll be a few people there. There won't be many, but there'll be a few. And I'm actually really looking forward to that because the play becomes very different when there's an audience.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And this play is very funny. It's sad in a lot of ways. It's touching in a lot of ways, but it's funny too. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing where those laughs are and stuff like that. Hopefully they're there.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be there. Now, I think everybody should know that this is going to be running for some time. It starts this Saturday at 8 o'clock,
right,
at the,
mm-hmm,
Colony Theater in beautiful downtown Burbank. And it's going,
right,
for a limited engagement, but a nice run for people to come see you. But when they asked you, Donna, to play the role of Daisy, Miss Daisy, okay, what did you,
yeah,
say? Because that is a role that was played in the movie by a very elderly lady and nowhere near as attractive as you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I thought, first of all, when she starts out, she's actually younger than I am right now, okay?
Okay.
And she ages to 97. And I thought that's a real challenge for an actor. And the fact of the matter is I can't do it with makeup because I'm on the stage practically,
right,
all of the time. There's no time to go and do age makeup. So it becomes physical. It becomes mental. It's a lot of challenges for an actor, you know. It's a lot of really interesting things to do. So I really like it. I like that kind of challenge and finding something new. I mean, that's how you stay young.
That's
you find new things to do.
That's right. And not shy away from new ideas and things like that because you're used to doing them our way for so long. If you don't go back and do the makeup, how do you pull this off? How do you age so much over a period of maybe 2 hours?
It's physical. It's,
wow,
it's my body.
Really?
It's what I do with my body. It's the clothes. It's the shoes. It's the it's more physical than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mental. Her mental capabilities get slowed down when she gets into her 90s.
Wow.
You know, so you just have to take that into consideration and just go into that. I mean, you kind of have to live it up there, you know?
Do you have to do anything with your beautiful blue eyes to make him like a dull brown?
No, never tried that, actually.
Don't.
No, I wear little glasses, but other than that, no.
Could this go on the road for a while, Donna?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't think they have any plans to do that. This is just a theater, you know, that's there. So I don't think so, but who knows? You never know what's going to happen with, you know, things like this. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Back in 1971, when you were a part of the Play Misty For Me movie, I have to be candid with you. I was a disc jockey at that time, and
oh.
It scared the living daylights. I didn't want to go to work for a week, you know?
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. You know, I haven't seen the movie for quite a while.
Me neither.
But people, it runs, I guess, on television. People tell me it holds up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It holds up. I'm afraid to watch it. I'm in the radio business.
I know. It was a very scary movie. I must say, Clint, you know, he proved himself after that as a director, but that was his first directorial effort.
And you had a clause in Knots Landing that your contract said that the character could never be a grandmother. That was back in 1979. Obviously, your approach to acting has changed doing this role a little bit, huh?
30 years later, it should.
Were you diagnosed with arthritis back in 2000?
Yeah, I've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
It runs in my family. Both had it. My brother has it.
Yeah, I say that only because I know that you've done an unbelievable amount of work for BEAT, the Arthritis Awareness Group, and so many other things when it comes to human rights causes, Easter Seals, women in film. I congratulate you for the work that you do for the Arthritis Association. That's great.
Thank you. I try to do what I can as much as I can and bring awareness. And one of the things that is so important for people and a message to get them is to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arthritis kind of makes you want to, you know, sit in front of the TV, but that's not the way to beat it. That's not the way to not feel it all the time. You have to keep moving. So, you know, I try to get that message out. And, you know, there are drugs, there are things that can be done, but you just can't sit down and let it take over.
Boy, you certainly aren't doing that. And a little late in congratulating you on your Emmy Award for the portrayal of Madeline Reeves on General Hospital. See, we should have had you a long time ago because, you know, you mentioned before your parents. Your dad was an oil executive. Your mom was a dance instructor, and you studied ballet throughout your teens, right?
Oh, yeah. I started out as a dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I started
studying when I was about 5, and then I started working as a dancer in Chicago. I did summer stock and industrial shows and all kinds of things. And actually, when I first went to New York, I was dancing and acting. I was kind of doing both, mm-hmm. but would take any job I could get. So that dancing background, that discipline that a dancer has to have has really stood me well over my life.
Well, you know, Don, I tell you, dancing does that, but ballet dancing really does that. I mean, you really have to be disciplined to do that, because that's tough stuff. Well, I wish that I could be at this theater on opening night, but I might be there sometime during that stay, because I'm here in Orlando, but it's worth the flight to Burbank, to the Colony Theater. It's opening this Saturday at the Colony Theater. It stars the very lovely and talented Donna Mills in the role of Miss Daisy in the play, Driving Miss Daisy. I'm so happy for you, Don. I really am.
Thank you, Ron. It's so nice to talk to you.
Well, you know what? Let's do it again. We don't have to wait 30 years. In fact, if we wait 30 years, I won't even be here in 30 years.
Me either.
So let's plan on something a little bit sooner, okay?
Okay, you got it.
And may I say something? You are one beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
Well,
thank you.
Good luck. I'll say break a leg, but you never say that to a ballet dancer.
All right.
I'll just say good
luck.
Thank
you so much.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Donna Mills has been our guest. Boy, I tell you, she is a talented lady. I love watching her act, and she's part of Driving Miss Daisy at the Colony Theater in Burbank.
Oh, thank you, Ron. You're a really good interviewer. It's not hard with you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Donna. Thank you so much. But it makes it a whole lot easier when you have a great guest with answers that aren't yes or no. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, all across the United States and around the world, I have a lot of questions about when it comes to online schools, and we're going to be chatting about that with our guest. It's Umar Kumar, who is a former principal and teacher who helped lead Pearson's research and initiative study, and also to Amanda Ebell, an executive director of South Carolina Connections Academy. They have both served as not only teachers, principals, and assistant principals, and joining us right now is Umar Kumar and Amanda Ebell. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
Hey there.
Let's talk about what I mentioned in the introduction, and that is online schooling for grades K through 12. A lot of people say it's too much time in front of a computer. What is the exact advantages of this?
So I think the advantages are that we are bringing public school and the high-quality education that parents want their children to have to students at home using technology. So we have some of the same benefits that you would have at your neighborhood school. We have state certified teachers. We have a high quality curriculum. We are teaching the same standards that are taught at the neighborhood school. So all of those pieces are present in the online school environment, but then we add flexibility to complete school when you want to complete school. And a lot of people think, well, aren't these kids in front of the computer all day and you know, is that good for them? And these kids have so many opportunities. Our students really can set their own schedule. So we have younger students who, you know, are able to take far more frequent breaks than they would if they were in a traditional school with a bell schedule. And we have, you know, high school students who can start their lessons in the afternoon because maybe they're training to be a tennis pro in the morning. So the flexibility really ensures that students are learning in a way that's best for them.
What does it do as comparison to homeschooling? See, I'm always of the opinion, when I was younger, you know, I had people in my family who played instruments, and I said, teach me how to play an instrument. Well, they couldn't because it was too much flexibility. I don't want to do this now. Quit hollering at me. You're always hollering at me, you know, all this other stuff. So you have to go to a teacher so that you fall into the discipline of it. How does that vary from homeschooling? I've often wondered that because, you know, some of these parents that homeschool, you know, weren't academic geniuses.
Yeah, great. So this is a great question. So our model works like a three-legged stool. You've got the student, that's one leg. You've got the parent, or what we call the learning coach, a responsible adult at home, who's the second leg. And then you have the teacher. And they're really the crux of working with both of those other two groups of people to ensure that learning is happening. So everyone has to work together in that environment in order to ensure that students are learning, that they're being held accountable, as you said, and that they're making the progress that we want them to be making.
Okay, the huge question that I've always had, whether it be homeschooling or online schooling, and I can understand in the college sector because by that time you've kind of developed your social skills, but how does it affect somebody from grades K through 12 from not interacting with other students and teachers, but mostly other students, because in this particular case they are interacting with the teacher online, but the social skills that you get from being in an environment of other people, your peers, if you will?
Sure. So our kids are really like any other kid in the United States. They are interacting through all sorts of different ways, things like school clubs, after-school sports. We organize field trips weekly across the state so that students have an opportunity that's organized to get out and meet each other, and parents have an opportunity to meet each other. And we even have really traditional activities, like we have a prom. People are often surprised to hear that. And I went this past year, and when I walked in and saw 300 high school students, some of whom had never met each other before, all dancing and laughing, it looked like just like any other prom I'd ever attended. And it was remarkable to me that these kids were able to come together and participate in that way. And many of them, you know, only knew each other from video chats or emails. They really are getting that socialization in those ways.
What about sporting events like football, baseball, soccer, and music? You know, being in the band or being in an art class or the orchestra. Do you do stuff like that too?
We do. So we offer music and we offer art to students. And then many of our students, while we don't have school sports teams, many of our students choose us because they are involved in extracurricular activities. And actually, Connections Academy helps them to be able to participate in those activities at a higher level because they're not bound by the traditional school schedule.
But do you have a facility, a venue where they go for these different activities? And is the teacher on a national level? I mean, are you talking to a teacher if you're in Phoenix that's in St. Louis, or is it a local instructor in a local locale?
Yep, so we have school offices, and of course I'm the principal in South Carolina, so we have a school office in South Carolina where parents can come. Often they'll come there to enroll, or students will come there for various activities. We just hosted a movie night there with our high school students recently, and parents can come and meet with teachers who are all in the state that they live in. So there you are interacting with teachers in your own state who are certified in that state.
Can you flunk on online? You have to repeat it?
Well, just like at any school, you do have to make a certain grade in order to be promoted.
Yeah.
But we work really hard with those kids not to let that happen.
Obviously, there has been a great deal of pre-planning in order for this to meet the standards that we need to meet in our educational system.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because this is one of the most important questions that we think about. You know, we've got 70,000 students across the country that are taking classes online,
wow.
So ensuring that they're successful is really core to our mission. And our parents even ask us, right, how do you compare it to my school down the road? So I'm really excited to share that we've concluded this research that answers that very question. And what it shows is students at Connections Academy schools perform just as well as their peers at brick-and-mortar schools who serve the same types of students. Plus, they get all the benefits of the online school personalization and flexibility that Amanda was talking about. So we're really excited about this finding, because families and students who are looking for a high-quality education with all that flexibility, for them, an online school may be just the option.
And I would assume, to add another dimension to this, aside from the level of education, it's a safe measure. Because let's face it, we are in a very precarious position when it comes to our schools today.
Some parents find that they feel safer with their students at home,
sure,
with them than,
sure,
they would in their traditional public school.
Well, it's fascinating. It really is. Where can we go for more information on this?
You can go to www.connectionsacademy.com.
Very good. Our guests have been Umar Kumar and Amanda Ebel, and we're talking about online schooling for grades K through 12. I didn't realize that it went down that far on the Richter scale as far as when you can get involved. You can get involved in kindergarten, right?
That's right. That's kindergarten.
Okay, great. Hey, any more developments on this increasingly popular type of education, let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks,
Ron.
Thank you so much. Very interesting. It really is, and something that I guess is part of the 21st century. The only downfall of that is that you can't flirt with the little girl in the next seat in math class. How do you do that? And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Viagra, and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
That's a wrap with hour number one of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of August. And I want to thank Mickey Gilley for being on the show this past hour, along with beautiful actors Donna Mills, and Amar Kumar, and Amanda Ebel. Next hour, a fascinating guy. He's been with us before. He's from Ripley's Believe It or Not. He's been there for years and years and years, and he'll be chatting about some of the new things that you can see at the many locations of Ripley's. We'll talk about UFOs with Gary Bates, actress, singer, director Kim Fields will be joining us, and then we'll be talking to our friend Liz Warner about toys that teach for the school year. And that's coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.